What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
If he were a baseball player, he'd be batting 1,000. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
You're tough with your assault rifles and your sticks. You should be standing here with us.
Stand with us.
You're on the wrong side of history. We know you got a job to do, but you took an oath to the Constitution, not to the fascists in the White House.
All right. You know who that guy is? I can tell you who it's not. It's not the son of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. There's a story going rampant on the internet. They videotaped this guy, or they recorded this guy. They don't use videotape anymore. Chewing out the National Guard for what they're doing in L.A. And he bears a striking resemblance to Wyatt Russell, who is Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn's son, who's also an actor in Hollywood. Not of the same fame level of his parents, but regardless, he looks a lot like this guy. And somebody errantly reported, and it went viral, that this was him chewing out the National Guard, and they've had to do damage control say it's not him. But let me say on an extra note here, can I tell you how much I love the fact that Kurt Russell named his son Wyatt because he was in the movie Tombstone and he played Wyatt Earp, and I know that's why he named him Wyatt. I love that.
You
I
think?
Love that. Absolutely.
Just like the character?
Yes. That's great. Anyway, go
I've
ahead.
Never seen that. When I hear Tombstone,
I think
pizza. Oh, I bet it's a love story.
It is. Isn't it a love story, Ethan?
Tombstone is a love story.
Few people got shot.
Yeah, how many people were stabbed and beheaded? Then it's a love story.
Nobody was stabbed. None were beheaded.
Well, speaking of stabbing, if you like those in movies and you enjoy going to the movies, you can start showing up a little bit later because, yeah, Mark does not like this. Beginning July 1st, AMC Theaters plans to run additional ads with pre-existing, I guess, commercials, movie trailers. They already run for like 15 minutes, and now they're saying they're going to run even longer.
That just drives me insane. I've eaten all my popcorn before the movie starts.
Yeah, I get that. But I think they're hurting for revenue in such a big way that they're running out of options.
They're trying to pump it up by making you suffer through commercials ahead of time.
Like 45 minutes of commercials at some point.
If your seat is reserved, the answer is just to get there 20 minutes after. The movie's supposed to start at 5. You know it's not going to start till 5:30. Just feel free to get there late.
Unless you want to see the trailers.
That's true. But if you get there before 5, it's all like commercials.
Yeah.
And then
definitely.
They finally get to the trailers, and then they finally get to the movie. So, anyway, on my soapbox again. here's the deal, and I would never have guessed this. There's a story that college kids are swearing off of smartphones and going back to, like, flip phones.
Like a razor. Remember the razor phone?
Yeah.
I had one of those.
Absolutely. Yeah. And basically the kids are going, it's a never-ending pattern. They felt like they were, that the smartphone was a time suck.
It is.
And it made them anxious. So they're going back to dumb phones, I guess. Isn't that something?
Well, are they going to
have... That is something.
T9 I'm for not texting sure. I'm not and sure. Snake is their only game.
I'll believe it when I see this.
I'm not sure I believe it because, no. I mean, if you want to punish a kid these days, you just take their social media away and they usually come around.
I'll give those college students a week, maybe two at best, before they freak out and go back to their iPhone or Android, whatever it is.
When they can't find the next party.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, that's true. They find out about everything through social media. Hey, a California woman is suing Costco for more than $14 million after a display cabinet fell on her at one of the stores. I guess it ended up causing severe injuries. This whole lawsuit, I guess, came about April 29th, so it happened earlier this year. But yeah, she's saying that that Costco acted negligently by failing to properly manage store merchandise. So
ouch.
$14 million.
Hey, have you had your DNA test? Have you done that with
23andMe
or Ancestry? I did it with Ancestry a couple years
ago. Have you, Sue?
I have not. I don't have any interest in that for some reason.
Well, apparently 23andMe is about to go bankrupt, and somebody's buying it. I don't know if they're about to go bankrupt or they weren't doing well, but anyway, the company Regeneron Pharmaceuticals was going to buy the company for $256 million. And 27 states in the District of Columbia have filed a lawsuit in bankruptcy court trying to block the sale because people's, obviously, DNA would go along with it.
Yeah.
And they don't want a public company. They don't want people to lose control of their biological samples, health-related traits, medical records, all that stuff that would go along with it, I guess.
Okay, you know what I do like about these places, and I'm sorry that that went under, is that we catch old criminals.
That's true. We do.
Sometimes true.
I love that.
They caught the California serial killer based off one of those different websites.
Find half siblings.
That's the upside.
And, yeah. What do you? Is it saliva, by the way, you give them?
Yes.
I assume it's not blood.
I think
that's
so.
Not blood.
Yeah, saliva.
If it was blood, many fewer people would do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, people are too scared to prick themselves.
That is very true. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Lori Reese, who's the Director of Border Security and Immigration at Heritage, about these riots out in L.A. and Missouri's Attorney General, Andrew Bailey.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.